Did you know that what we perceive about climate change can directly influence stock prices? So in this video, I will explain how the perception of climate risk captured through platforms like Twitter affects financial markets and investor decisions. So financial markets are increasingly responding to climate risks. Broadly, these risks fall into two categories. The first one is the physical risks, like extreme weather events and natural disaster. And the second one is the transition risk, which involves the shift toward a low-carbon economy, including policies, regulation, and technological change. Recent studies have explored these risks, but most analyze them separately, often leading to conflict conclusions. For example, some research shows that only transition risk affects stock returns, while others highlight the impact of physical risk on bond market or credit markets. So in our study, the objective is to assess for the first time the pricing of both risks together through introducing a new concept called the perceived climate risk. So instead of focusing on measurable risks like extreme weather or policies, we examine how investor perception influences financial decisions. These perceptions are often shaped by media coverage and social networks, particularly Twitter. So in our study, we used 16 million tweets from 2010 to 2019, and we developed an innovative index to quantify climate change sentiment. This sentiment reflects how investors perceive the potential impact of climate change on the economy and financial markets. So what did we find? First of all, we show that the perceived climate risk affects stock return, particularly for companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index. Second, we show that our results are still robust across different types of risks. And finally, perception differ among investor groups. Some are optimistic, called believers, while others are neutral or skeptical deniers. So our research demonstrates that market sentiment shaped by perception of climate change significantly influence stock prices and investor behaviors. So in terms of policy implication, mainly for investors, understanding how perceived climate risk influences market can help them build resilient portfolios. For policymakers, our findings emphasize the importance of clear and consistent communication about climate policy in order to avoid negative market reactions. And finally, for society, it highlights how collective emotions and perception can shape global economic trends. So in conclusion, perceived climate risk is not just a theoretical concept. It is a driving force today in financial markets. By integrating this perception into asset price modeling, we can better navigate the challenge of climate change and create more sustainable financial systems.